Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I have a question for Jen and Melissa, and actually all the women in the room can answer this. So I have a question for everyone except for Phil.
Don't feel excluded or anything.
What is the proper protocol? Is it like, I guess I'm asking you, is this why you would you break up with a guy over this, or would you stand your ground? This is a true story. A woman I know has been dating a guy for a few months, and he has a baby with another woman, and he's a good dad, and he sees his kid like every weekend or whatever. And he normally picks up and drops off the baby with the mother's parent or the grandparents.
Okay.
His grandparents. But because of, holiday schedules and everything, a week or two ago when he dropped off the kid, the mother was actually there. And they have an okay relationship, but there's still a lot of, anger. I think he cheated on her, and that's why the relationship ended. So he drops off the baby, and the mother's there, and they have one of those conversations like, how have you been? I've been good. How have you been? Good. Like tension.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked the question, are you dating anyone? So are you back in a relationship now? And he says, actually, yes, I'm dating. And he tells the person who, says who he's dating. And somehow it's within the realm of acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows who this girl is. And she goes, that's real cool. Well, make sure make sure you tell her that next time I see her out anywhere, I'm going to beat her ass.
Oh, my gosh. Serious baby mama drama.
Yeah. Right. So he's like, yeah, whatever. He goes back. And then he tells his current girlfriend that story, mm-hmm. and he kind of laughs it off. The problem is the current girlfriend doesn't really think she was kidding, like thinks this girl is nuts enough to maybe do it.
Well, I got to rewind. First of all, why is she dating a guy who ruined his marriage by cheating on his wife? And I don't think that really makes him a good daddy.
Right.
Even if he does see the kid every weekend.
I might be mistaken. I'm assuming, in his defense, I don't know if that's why. I know the reason they broke up, it was his call. Like, he decided to break up with this woman. So she's mad at him. And I'm assuming that he did something wrong. Maybe she's just nuts. But he broke up. He ended the relationship with her.
And your friend has been dating this guy for just a couple months?
Like 4 months now.
I say get out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a situation...
Does that make you look like a coward?
No, I don't think that a situation after 4 months is serious enough to worry about risking it. And then the other thing is, if this is how it is after 4 months, what's it going to be like if she's with this guy forever? Like, I'm thinking 4 years down the road, she becomes stepmom, and then real mom is this crazy psycho.
I think that, obviously, his issues with the ex have not been resolved to... I mean, I'm not saying that you obviously have to be best friends with an ex, but there, are some exes where, it's just, they let it be. Their relationships in the past. And I think that if there is enough tension between them in just a casual, like him dropping a child off to the point that she's going to threaten physical harm or whatever, there's still
beat her ass.
There's still passionate emotions going mm-hmm. on there that if I'm in a casual relationship thinking about making this go further, I would back out because I don't want that. I don't want that.
But you of all people, Melissa, like, wouldn't you stand your ground and go, I am not going to let this woman who I don't even know dictate who I am dating?
You can't.
Like,
I can't separate a couple. Like, because I also, who is being honest in here? I mean, like, he relayed the story to you, right, Jeff?
No, the girlfriend did. The girl who...
But she got a description of what happened through him.
Yeah.
Two sides to every story. You know, he obviously was like, you know, all I said was, hey, yeah, I'm fine. I'm dating so-and-so. Right. And she went off. You know, and that conversations don't happen like that. You know, both people contribute to mm-hmm. the drama. And I think that I would, after four, like Jen said, after 4 months, I think is crucial. And I would be like, I would really consider leaving.
Hey,
absolutely.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, unless the girl is totally in love with him and wants to be with him the rest of her life, she should get out of it. Because it's kind of a scary situation to be in.
Right.
Aren't all girls, doesn't it only take about 4 months for you guys to fall completely in love and decide you can't live without the guy?
Yeah, I doubt that.
Isn't that what it takes? 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
No, 120 days?
Whatever, Jeff.
And Jeff, I know you said, like, I am certainly not afraid to stand my ground, but I think at this part of my life, if I was, in all honesty, if I was getting with a woman now and 4 months from now her ex-girlfriend is going to beat my ass, that's too immature for me.
Hey, Michelle.
Know? Hey.
How are you?
Doing fine this morning.
Either immature or white trash. One of the two.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Right? Are they different?
I totally agree with Jen. She's only in it for 4 months. She needs to get out because, you know, this girl's always going to be in their life because, you know, they have a child together. You know, there's always going to be some kind of drama.
That's true.
Hold on. Another Michelle weighing in. Thank you for the call. Michelle, number two.
Yeah. I think that it's pretty obvious that he's still sleeping with the baby's mama.
Oh,
because for her to be so jealous like that, there's got to be something still going on.
Could be.
Couldn't she just be crazy, though?
She could be, but for him to still have contact with her like that, he must like it for some reason.
Is she crazy? Though? Sometimes I wonder if that's just some way to, you know what, for him to call his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, I can't remember what you said.
Ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend, the mother of the child. For him to say, if he said, she's just crazy, that would make me question him. Like, come on, now you're not completely innocent in the relationship, you know?
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Go on.
If you're in a situation and it could be on a Jerry Springer show, you've got to get out.
Very good point.
And after 4 months, I don't think people see clearly enough. They're still in love.
Save that, because that could be that's words of advice from Laura, so save that. If you are in a situation that could be on the Jerry Springer show, you need to get out.
That's great.
We can go back to that again and again. Thanks, Laura.
I want to go back to the caller who thinks that the parents are still sleeping together.
Yeah, that's a good point,
too. Do you think that they may still be in some kind of relationship for her to go off like that?
I don't know. So women are, my point of view, women are nuts.
You don't think that he could still be sleeping with her? You know these people.
Yeah, he may, I don't know him that well. He may or may not, but I think women could just be crazy. Hey, Chad.
With or without the sex.
Hey, Jeff, I agree with you. I don't believe women are crazy. I say don't be a pushover. Go there and beat her ass first before she gets to you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, Jen, was that white trash or immature?
It could be a little bit of both. Anytime anybody uses the P word, I shut down.
And then I'm going to go beat your ass before you beat mine.
I'll go get you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. Hey, Lisa.
But it's okay if you're a Rams fan and a Falcons fan. It's okay.
Right. If you were talking about football, Chad.
It's okay.
We would
let
that go. You would have been all set. But no. Hey, Lisa, you're up.
Yeah. I just disagree because I've been in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now my husband and we have two kids together. And she said the exact same thing. And she never did anything. And matter of fact, now we get along now.
Okay. What happened to make you get along? I'm curious.
It took a while, but, she just eventually just realized that we were going to be together. She, the girl's obviously just jealous, and because my husband left her, too, and now we're married, and we have two kids together and been married for a while.
So you say they get along. Does he have a kid with her or something?
Yeah, he has a kid with her, and now he's my stepson, and he lives with us Monday through Friday and goes over there on the weekends, and she is perfectly fine with it. We took him to his open house for school together. It's okay now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
You know the rule on the Bird Show is unless they have a kid together, no friends with the exes, unless you're Phil Tarana.
I wouldn't say we're buddy-buddy that we go out all the time, but, we can have a decent conversation without arguing.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, last call from Hope.
Hey, I had a comment in regards to the fact that the parents might still be sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case. I was in a similar situation. My ex-husband started dating someone, and it wasn't so much that I still had feelings for him as much as it was that it was the first significant other after a serious breakup. And anytime there's kids around, I think people get a little more possessive or territorial as far as what kind of people are going to be around their kids.
Well, I agree. I think that there is, you know, a different set of tension when your ex starts a new relationship with somebody else. But, I mean, this person actually said she would seek out and be, you know, right, physically harm somebody.
Right. Well, being in a similar situation, and I'm not bashing men here or anything, but I believe that he said something to drive her to that point. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody said that. Melissa or Jen said that.
I said that, yeah, nobody goes off like that, so to speak, without... It takes two to have a conversation like that,
yeah.
You know, and I just, I think the way he conveyed it was, yeah, all I said was this, and all, she just, all I said went crazy, you know, and yeah, he said or appeared to feel something, you know.
Right, definitely.
He poked her with a stick, he's sitting there just bugging her like this.
Like right. You do with us.
Right. Yeah, from time to time.
The Burt Show.